It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner voted for the $2.2 trillion economic stimulus package that passed in the Senate last night. He says that politics should be the last thing on people's minds amid medical supply shortages during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Republicans and Democrats and independents and everybody in between is hurting right now.
He also says he hopes that some of the restrictions ordered in Colorado will help, as he says, flatten the curve, but that the length of the orders is not for lawmakers to decide.
Obviously, those public health experts are going to be the ones guiding how we make the best policy.
Gardner says he's continuing to fight to get Colorado the aid it needs to limit the spread of the new coronavirus. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett also voted for that package, as did all other senators. It passed unanimously in the Senate. Coloradans are under stay-at-home orders, but official weather forecasting is one job that can't be done at home. CPR's Grace Hood has more.
The National Weather Service in Boulder issues daily forecasts and alerts for the Denver metro region. Meteorologist Jennifer Stark says a lot of work can be done remotely. Many of her workers are telecommuting. But blizzard and thunderstorm warnings still have to be initiated inside her physical headquarters in Boulder.
The only way we can issue that severe thunderstorm warning, notifying the public that we had a hazardous event coming your way, would be from that workstation.
Stark says in the near future, staff at regional offices in Grand Junction or Pueblo could potentially issue warnings for Denver if there's a worker shortage. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Colorado vape shops are critical of new statewide stay-at-home orders. Vape shops are not considered an essential service and have to close under the state orders. A trade group said they should instead be treated like marijuana dispensaries and liquor stores and allowed to stay open. A spokeswoman for the Rocky Mountain Smoke-Free Alliance said that responsible adult vaping consumption is an essential service, too. She worries that former smokers may end up buying cigarettes from convenience stores. Officials at Black Hills Energy are receiving reports from customers of people posing as Black Hills employees asking for information about their home. The company is urging people to call them if they are suspicious about anyone claiming to represent the utility. Black Hills says calling law enforcement is also an option. Colorado weather is turning wetter and cooler tomorrow, with sunny skies around Denver today and rain and snow on Friday. This is CPR News.